Senate Bill 1 has had its second reading.
Senate Bill 1 having had second reading is over final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Jarvis Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. Senate Bill 1 comes from a summer study that was conducted last summer, in which the summer study was on drug sales and use committee. Senate Bill comes to us from that committee stating that perhaps it would be best for us to move the violation of underage drinking from those under 17 back from the adult court to the juvenile court. In that summer study, we took testimony from two judges, court service workers, and other people involved with drug control programs. And the committee asked that Senate Bill 1, which would move underage consumption back from the adult court back to juvenile court, since it was the decision of that committee that there is a real problem with underage drinking, and that if we moved the program back to juvenile court, this would allow the state's attorney and court service workers to implement diversion programs for these young people, which would also place them in alcohol evaluations, treatment, and more importantly, would get the parents involved in the treatment. Both judges at the committee, Judge Gores and Judge Russ, said that they could easily handle these cases and the additional work that this would make. In summary, it would result in a more diversified option in handling underage consumption. I was also grateful that I was asked to obtain a fiscal note on Senate Bill 1. It confirmed that the summer study was correct, that there is a drinking problem with underage children. In 1999, there was 4,274 underage cases. The number of that problem can probably increase 50 to 100 times more, since these were the only adult juveniles that were arrested. In those cases, the average sentence for those violations was a fine of $83. Fiscal note states that this would result in a loss to state and county of approximately $354,740. I am stating that this problem is so severe that it should not be used for revenue enhancement, and that we should attack the problem and do those things that will solve it. It's my practice to talk to young people who attend the sessions. One of the questions I ask them is there any smoking in your high school? And in most cases, they say there is not that much. Then I ask them, is there drinking in your school? The answer, yes, there is a big problem of drinking in the school. And I ask them, how often does this drinking occur? And they tell me that at least once a week, especially on weekends. I ask them further, would a fine of an average of $83 help stop this drinking problem? And the answer is almost universal, no, there has to be something stronger than that. I think Senate Bill 1 is stronger than the $83 fine. I would really, this afternoon, feel better about passing this bill if I could bring these young people down and sit in your seats and let them vote on this bill, because I believe there would be a very few red buttons pushed. But since I can't bring them down to vote on this bill, I'm trusting you people in this legislature to vote for them and push green on Senate Bill 1. I'm urging you to pass this bill.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 1. Hearing none, the question for the House then is the final passage of Senate Bill 1. Those in favor vote aye, opposed nay. Clerk will lock the voting machine. Members proceed to vote on Senate Bill 1.
Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker.
Representative Dietrich.
Thank you. A special privilege?
Granted.
Thank you. In behalf of Representative Walton and myself, I'd like to welcome the schools from Spring Creek, Grassland, and Long Lake Colonies in the Leola District, and they're visiting with us today, and I believe they're in the gallery up above. Would you stand, please?
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 58, nays 6, excused 6.
Senate Bill 1, having received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.